just be honest for a little while. Let's be honest for a little tiny bit here in the grand fucking scheme of things, okay? Let's just be honest. Let's sum up. Let's tell my parents what we really wanted to think, because they're long gone. I'm sick of their ghost fucking talking to me. Let me tell you that. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry I was a failure. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry my grande latte wasn't the right flavor. I'm sorry I was 15 minutes late for my fucking potty break from my cubicle. I'm sorry about that. I really am. You know, it makes me feel really bad that my multi-syllable management motherfuckers are going to be coming on to me, telling me that I didn't quite make my quota or my statement or any of that fucking shit. I hate it. I hate that crap. I've had it with that shit, you know? And I'm out of smokes. My fucking coffee fund has run low because it's $6 for a fucking venti size. Don't you feel all guilty about that? Don't you feel slightly bad? I mean, come on, man. It's a coffee bean. What the hell? I don't even get it. I don't even understand, but that's okay. I got the solution. When the going gets tough, the tough goes cyclic.
Show what you got. Show what you got.
Hey there, Uberlito, number 6, Biznatch. It is May something or rather, let's see, 27th, and this is Kizzle. The food situation in my house is such that I have lots of food, but really nothing to eat. It's a hard concept, I know, but I have many components of food. This is my problem. I have lots of crackers. I have about 20 cans of tomato soup. I have various other things, but nothing really to eat. So I broke down and I'm eating some ramen noodles. You know, the noodles that are in a bag. And every time I eat these, I feel like absolute shit, but I keep eating them. You look on the ingredients, it's basically, they somehow, and this is very impressive, they somehow figure out a way to take pure sodium and make it into noodles. I don't know how that works, but they did it. In the flavoring, I don't know how you would go about making chicken flavoring. I don't know how that works. Where do you extract that from? But nevertheless, it's a horrible food to eat. Very sorry. I got a letter in the mail a few days ago from my ISP, Charter Communications. I have cable internet with them. And it appears that on email, the peer-to-peer downloading service, I was sharing a, of all things, Star Trek Deep Space Nine episode. One day, or night I guess, I figured, hey, Star Trek Deep Space Nine looks interesting, I'll give it a try. And I queued up about 50 episodes, and I forgot about it, and I never really watched any of them. Well, like a month later, one of the bounty hunters that the entertainment industry hires found one of these episodes on my computer, and before I know it, I have my entertainment or my ISP sending me a letter and calling me, and you know, whatever. They're not going to do anything, but I'm starting to kind of see where people that get in trouble for, well, not really, yeah, I guess getting in trouble, for sharing songs on Kazaa, kind of where they're coming from as far as being scared. Because you just have these people that are saying, hey, we may sue you, we may fucking kill you. And I guess I can see why people would just automatically cough up the $2,000 to the RIAA instead of going to court, which many people are doing. But if you kind of step back and you disregard the scare tactics, they have nothing to go on. Absolutely nothing to go on. You have some random company saying that you stole something. All they have is three lines of text saying your IP address, what file you were sharing, and what time. That's all they have. How is that evidence? I can go right now and type up something and the same exact thing and shoot off somebody's ISP, say they're pirating Uberlito or something. So why is everybody so terrified? The ISPs aren't keeping logs of this stuff. The ISPs are, I'm not too familiar with how they do it, but from what I've read, they're only maybe keeping a week's worth of logs. And it's not the type of logs where they're saying, okay, what kind of files are you sharing on this peer-to-peer service? No. They're most likely logging IP addresses and maybe even websites. that's it. So if you want a little experiment to try at home, just to see how easy it is to file a complaint and make your ISP believe it and possibly shut down somebody's service. Okay, if there's somebody you don't like, or if you even want to try this on yourself for some stupid reason, find their IP address. Extremely easy, lots of ways to do it, not hard, not going to go into it. Get their IP address, spoof an email to the ISP of theirs. To figure out what the ISP is, you just do name server lookup. You know, on Windows, like 2000 XP, just do NS lookup on the command line, then put the IP address, you know, whatever. It's easy. Spoof email, just, it's very easy. Very surprised the average Joe hasn't figured this out yet. But, spoof email, you go into Outlook Express or whatever mail client you use. I'm sorry, webmail does not work for this. And just, in your account settings where it says, ask you what your email address, you put in whatever you want, because it doesn't really matter. Okay, you can spoof email now. Spoof an email from some random group that the entertainment industry uses to find people. Just, you know, figure it out. It's not hard. And now just send a letter to, or you can send a letter if you want to be all official, or just an email to their ISP. Now wait a week, do it again. And just keep sending these and make them from multiple places. So either spoof emails or send letters with, you know, a different return address, and your ISP, their ISP is going to take this seriously, and they'll be without service. And you can really screw somebody over if within many areas where they don't have more than one broadband provider, you can just get them kicked off of that. It's great fun. U.S. government reads emails. Like most stories, I'm not going to really talk about the story itself. It just made me think of something. This thing is about a new email monitoring technologies. You may have remembered Carnivore back in the day, a few years ago. What I never understood about Carnivore is why everybody made such a huge deal about it. So what, they're tapping email. They tap phone lines. They can tap everything else. It's just, they're just tapping another thing. We should be used to it by now. That wasn't really the thing about it. Everybody was really scared about it. They were terrified that they could read emails on this. It's not like they have global control over all emails and they can read everything with on a whim for no reason. No. If they had a warrant on somebody, they would go to the ISP and say, hey, bitch, install this program. Program sits there, records your emails. What the hell? How is this scary? This is just another monitoring thing that really isn't a stretch. But people were just would go on and on and on. Carnivore. Well, I guess Carnivore did have a kind of a kick-ass name, a terrifying name. Carnivore! Ooh, scary Carnivore. Yep, that's pretty much it on that. It's nothing special. Calm the fuck down. Is the Netscape browser being reborn or just stabilized? Apparently, America Online owns Netscape now. They're coming out with a new version of it now, version 7.2. I'm happy with Firefox. Actually, very, very happy with Firefox. It's the best browser ever. You know, I'm not going to be going to Netscape, and probably nobody besides AOL users will be. But it's cool that they're giving it another try. What really amazes me is that after all these years, Netscape was around in the days of Windows 3.1. I even have a boxed version still in the wrapping of Netscape 1.1. It's awesome. And in the back, it shows screenshots of it. But they've gotten a Netscape up to version 7.2. What I find impressive is that this program has been around since the days of Windows 3.1. Oh, and I have a box from that era of Netscape, version 1.1. It's awesome. Still in the package. Booyah. But anyways, most software manufacturers, for some odd reason, they feel some sort of compulsion to jack their version numbers up for no reason. A great example of this is the Linux distros. The big players, the ones that, say, Mandrake, Red Hat, the big guys. For no reason, they jack their version numbers up, like, every day. It's like, it's up 8, 9, 10. I don't get it. But you very rarely see anything go past version 10. Once it goes to version 10, it's a letter, or it's some term. What's so bad about version 11, 12, 13? I don't get it. It's just not sexy sounding, I guess. Okay, that is the episode. One quick little note. I believe it was last Super Lido. I complained that AOL should do a video where they educate their users. I figured, you know what? I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to make a video like that. I don't have a video camera, but I don't think I'm going to need one. I'm going to find some sort of desktop recording software that will put it into an AVI, and then I'll record over it and just make a 5 or 10 minute video just explaining all what spyware is, viruses are, how you get them, all that stuff, and then just try to get all the just kind of newbies out there, just old people and people that don't know anything, try to get this out to them. So if anybody knows any program that does that, records your desktop to an AVI, shoot me off an email, kizzle@hackermedia.net. That's K-I-Z-Z-L-E. That'd be great. The song I played for the intro and outro is by a band called Porn on Beta. It's an industrial band. This is a remix of their song called Suburban Cowboy. They took out pretty much all the vocals except the chorus, and they stuck in Sean Kennedy ranting. If you're not familiar with Sean Kennedy, definitely just Google his name and find his work. He's a really good radio show. He does some really good rants. It's really, really good stuff. I'll put a link to one of his shows in the show notes just to get you started. Yep. Goodbye.
Things your own way. I don't really like it when you decide not to be part of their own fucking world anymore. They fucking hate that shit, but that's okay. That's okay. You know what? I showed my boss. I showed my wife. I showed my fucking kids, too. Only in this great fucking nation of ours can you go to a drive-thru liquor and gun store. This is the best fucking place in the world to live. Hell, I learned more about firearms from my kids in my high school than I ever knew anywhere else. This place is fucking great. That's why the new mantra, you know, fucking God save the Queen. Long live the President. Let's just keep it going and running. It'll be great. Write it down on a fucking t-shirt for our new credo for our civilization. We'll have immortal words blazing across the fucking sky. And then they're only called fucking terrorists until they win, and then they're just rebels. It'll be okay. Don't worry. I mean, it'll all work out just fine, yo. Even if I can just get a little bit more time. So that's what I mean, yo. The going gets tough, baby. The tough go fucking cycling. Ha ha!